Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us last, you'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla.
Hi.
What's good?
Okay. What people want and what people need are two completely different things. What people need right now, they might not be able to get, but thanks to local Weymouth resident Dennis Brooks, they just might, and it's because he has a big heart and a clever mind. Dennis Brooks is our number uno fan, Jonathan, the one that printed out that, sent us that picture. Love this guy.
Yeah, the picture where you look normal and my head is... pasted on. Okay, look, it probably actually doesn't.
Yeah, it looks pretty bad. Anyways,
that doesn't look any different than I normally look, actually.
True. It all started at 7 a.m. with a trip to the Quincy Walmart to get water and supplies, just like everyone else these days. It was all people his age, though, in his 40s, grabbing everything and anything they could. Not a single elderly person, and even if there was, good luck in that battle. It made Dennis aggravated. He bought up what he could and then went to his Facebook page and made an offer to his friends. If they donated anything back to him, they would be entered into a raffle-style drawing for a $100 Lululemon card. And ding, 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 that's when he realized that that's what people really want.
Yeah.
They want Lululemon.
Right, because a lot of people are probably working out at home right now. Yeah.
Right. But what some others need are those essential items, like the elderly and cancer patients. And donations started pouring in, like a bottle of Clorox here, hand sanitizer there, baby diapers, paper towels, and yes, the godsend of them all, toilet paper. Even the parents of Weymouth's own Mighty Quinn donated $100 worth of toilet paper alone. And if you're friends with him on Facebook, you'll see that his entire truck right now is filled with items for those in need. But don't worry, everyone who's donated something over the past 3 days has been entered to win that gift card. But when I asked him if I could feature him on the Feels Good segment, he didn't hesitate and said, yes, let's fill up the truck again and again and again. Dennis is a guy who wakes up every morning and listens to us. He's a truck driver for a local company. He doesn't have a fancy website or an office to donate to, and that's why he's so special. He told me people can email him and then told me not to make fun of him for having such a silly email address.
What's his email address?
I told him nothing could compute with the fact that my dad still has an AOL email account, so don't worry. So I have two suggestions. If you want to help Dennis out, I'm going to give you his email. Don't laugh. It's brooksy73@yahoo.com.
It's not that bad.
Not too bad, right?
What, Yahoo?
Yeah.
That's not that old.
I think it's the Brooksy part.
Brooksy?
Yeah, brooksy73@yahoo.com. But I also have another suggestion. For people listening to try this with your town or your friend group, tell them that anyone who donates, their name will be put into a pile with something that they could win at the end. And you'll be amazed at how many donations you'll get if there's a gift card at the end.
Yeah.
Or money or something. Yeah. Because he ended up getting an entire truck full of stuff. And he messaged me yesterday saying that someone reached out to him. Their child has cancer. There was no Clorox wipes left. And she goes, I will buy it from you. Could I just have some? And he goes, absolutely not. Yep. This is what I'm here for. Drove straight to the house, dropped off what he could in that department. So I just want to say shout out to Dennis. May this be inspiration for anyone trying to do the same thing to help out just a little way. That's your feel good for today.